From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
And on that positive note, hey Troy!
Good day to you!
Records, 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 falling out the bags! Records, records, records.
There was a very big crate to pick from this morning. This week we got
Do you guys have a pecking order or a picking order up there?
Look, no.
I mean, I know you've got some of New Zealand's most astute music aficionados there, but I mean, everybody likes to get at the box first, surely.
No, everyone is interested in either the same thing or
false,
different things.
False manners is what that is. Everyone's giving each other, if I'm courteous, maybe he'll,
it's possible.
Yeah.
So
too cunning. Anyway, so here we go. Hi, Troy. Hi.
So
you brought the weather with you.
Thank you. What I didn't bring is the new Finn Andrews, which is out tomorrow.
We had Finn Andrews sitting right where you're sitting yesterday. Yep.
The new Brian Jonestown Massacre is out tomorrow. The new Soul Jazz compilation, which is Bunny Lee Productions, is out tomorrow. So all of the stuff that I didn't bring, because I thought, why don't I bring these ones?
Yeah, I've got better ones to bring, that's what you thought.
Oh, I didn't think that. I just thought, I'll bring these ones.
So much to choose from. What have you got for us, Troy?
Well, I think we'll start with... Thank you, Tess. I think we'll start with Eddie Johns.
Shall we whack it on since it's a longie?
Whack it on. Now, don't ask me questions about Eddie Johns.
He's a rugby player, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. This record came out originally 1979, I think only in Europe. Now, it comes from this.
Oh, look at that.
Now, remember we had the Wu-Tang samples on?
Do you know what? I was listening to that 2 days ago. Look at this one, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here holding a album. How many tracks do I do? What are you doing? 17 tracks of sampled funk. Funky tracks as sampled by Daft Punk, Snoop Dogg, The Sugar Hill Gang, Fatboy Slim, The Prodigy, Method Man, and De La Soul, Jamie XX, Cassius, and more!
And more.
This might be a must-have. Look at those tunes. Brother, it's got a bit of Greatest American Hero about it.
It does say sampled funk. This, of course, is quite a disco sounding track, but nonetheless, this one here was.
That's a little wriggle there.
Now, supposedly, according to Daft Punk, no, we didn't sample this for one more time. No, we didn't. No, we certainly didn't. They totally did.
Let me say that I believe One More Time is the most horrible of all Daft Punk songs, in my opinion. Huge song, though. So which bit did they sample?
The horns and... No, not this bit.
I can see why that sample was correct.
They sampled and looped the horns.
To me, that's the Portaloo of Daft Punk songs.
I'm not big on it either. I just don't like the vocal on it. However, I do like the vocal on this one. Whoever Eddie Johns was.
Tell you what, you missed this bus and you're missing a good time. Wow, this is track one of the 17.
Yeah.
Incredible Bongo Band, Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, Skull Snaps, George and Gwen McRae, Instant Funk, Commande, how do you say that? Simand?
Simande.
Simande. Bob James, yes. Freeze, Carol Williams, George Kranz, Jimmy Spicer, Tahana Gardner. There's as sampled in Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Hey,
that's a mean album. So is this from the same collection as the Wu-Tang one
that I
snaffled off you so promptly?
No. This is actually part of
same
a collection.
Colour scheme. Same colour scheme.
It is same colour scheme. This is part of a collection which is released simultaneously with one called Sampled Soul.
Oh, my God.
Also great.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. My tentacles are around. Well, that's a beauty. That's a beauty. That's two slabs of vinyl there.
Yep.
Now, that's on compact disc as well for those people who don't have a record player, Troy.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
Yep. So is Sound Control.
So what's the record label situation there?
The French label Wagram that also put out that amazing funk collection we had a couple of years ago.
You'll have to be more specific than Amazing Funk Collection from a couple of years ago.
I've forgotten what the name of it is, but it had a black and white cover as well.
I'll just turn the music up then.
All right. Oh!
Pretty superhero-ish, pretty disco-ish.
Massive hit in France and Germany.
Yeah.
Can hear why.
Oh, it's got German written all over it. Well, that's nice. I'm just going to put that over here, Troy.
All right, you put that over there for the moment.
I'll just put it there. Over here, maybe. Out of the way.
Right.
Thanks, Eddie Jones, for that More Spell on You track. That's awesome.
Okay,
look at you just there with your goods and wares. There's a wry smile on your face as you prepare now for the second track.
Now, London is what? London is where the streets are made of what?
Gold.
Yes, or possibly
cobbles.
Possibly a modified
canals.
Kind of Afrobeat funk.
Brexit.
This here is the debut EP by a group called Kokoroko.
Kokoroko.
They are from London. They are all of, some of the names that we know there already. Who have we got there, Mike?
Sheila Maurice Gray.
Yes, you know
Cassie
who she is.
Kanashi. Richie Seabright, Oscar Jerome, Yoham Kabedi, Mutali Shashi, Omnom Igramda Edgeworth, and Ayu Salawu.
There you go. Now, some of these names you recognise from...
Janine Irons.
Who?
That's in the thank yous.
Oh, okay. You recognise some of those names from a lot of the new London sounds that we're hearing at the moment.
I think so.
Sheila Maurice Gray.
It's hard to keep on top of the new London sounds. There's all this multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist show ponies, and then
it's what makes it fun.
Yeah, I mean,
let's hit this. See what it sounds like.
Okay.
Now this is a very smooth, laid-back tune.
You can tell there's a musician there that adores his instrument.
Yeah, that would be Oscar Jerome, I think. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Now, this tune here...
Ooh, pretty.
Oh, yeah. It's called A Busy Junction. Some of you might recognise this tune because it featured on the We Out Here compilation on Brownswood.
So deliciously soft. There isn't one single bit of abrasiveness in there, is there?
No. How do you like those keys?
Yeah, that's lovely. Call me imaginative, but I can hear a little bit of, just in that last bit, a little bit of Led Zepp almost in there.
It's good imagination.
Here's the Salvation Army horns.
Yeah. So.
Got a trombone in there at all?
Yeah, trombone.
Richie Severide there, trombone. Yeah.
No tuba though.
No. Really enjoyed that tuba last week. Been a good couple of weeks for tuba. And what was that?
A sousaphone.
That's right. So is this whole album like that? It's an EP, isn't it?
It's an EP. It's all the same kind of mix of West African and London street paved with gold.
Very, very pleasant. Quite eerie, isn't it?
You've got to wait.
I imagine.
You've got to wait for the three vocalists that come in.
Throcalists?
The throcalists. Don't say throat singing. I remember when you were obsessed with that. Oh, that Fender Rhodes.
Listen to it. Where are the vocalists hiding?
They come. you were one
this
of them.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I bet it goes really well with a sunny day.
Jerome, the guitar player, is the band leader. He most certainly is not.
I would never be so presumptuous.
It's Sheila Gray's group. She's the band leader. She decides.
Trumps and votes.
Yep. She also plays with Nubia Garcia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big hitters. Time for those vocals?
Yeah, I forgot this is a really long song.
Yeah. A song like this, when you're jamming a song like this and then it just gets suddenly in the pocket, must be an amazing feeling.
Got to be careful driving listening to this.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. I was actually just thinking there's going to be a small group of listeners who literally actually hypnotise at the moment. Open to suggestion. Those vocals, Troy, you wound me up about them. I want to hear the one here, all three of them.
They'll be here.
I'm greedy for vocals. Everything else is so beautiful. Kokoroko is the name of this artist, the group.
Four-track EP, it's their debut on Brownswoods.
Debut as well.
Yeah.
Oh, signing. Hey, good signing, you'll be happy there. On the CD as well as beautiful heavy vinyl?
No.
Some amazing musicians performing there, don't you?
You really do.
Fake news about the vocalist.
No, it's not fake. It's just you're not patient enough.
Vocalist, you didn't mention that they were angels.
I did it.
From heaven. Someone just sent in a text message, Shane. I think you just put me onto a whole new type of music.
That's great.
That's the whole point, really, isn't it? Good on your music. Good on your Kokoroko. So that's just called Kokoroko, is it?
It is, yeah. Self-titled EP.
Self-titled EP. Well, I mean, God knows what you're going to follow up that with, Troy.
Well, back when I was even stupider than I am now, I had this idea that that British jazz in the 60s was something to be avoided because I assumed it was going to be some sort of a fairground tootling around Mac the Knife or something. I don't know why. And, you know, and you think of cool names, cool nicknames people had when they were a bit on the hefty side. You know, there was Fats Navarro in the 50s. There was Cannonball Adderley.
Chubby Checker.
Yeah, but of course in Britain you had Tubby Hayes, which just sounds a bit boring. Anyway, I was as I said, I was stupid and totally wrong. Now there's a series of records by Don Rendell and Ian Carr Quintet that were made in the 60s. Super, super rare. They are the holy grail of
ultra rare.
Oh, like £4,000 if you can find one in half decent condition. It's that rare. So the Jazzman label spent 20 years attempting to to get it together to reissue the five LPs by Ian Carr and Don Rendell.
Tell you what, things with jazz people, they know how to wait.
Yeah, they do. And they put out a 1,000 only box set last December, and it sold out so quickly. Southbound was only able to get one, and unfortunately,
that
was me.
Jazz people, they know how to buy it. Was it?
What a gloater!
But they heard the cries of anguish from people, and they said, "Okay, we're going to do what we can to do a new deal with the rights owners and put these records out singly." This one from 1964, Don Rendell and Ian Carr Quintet. The album is called Shades of Blue. Now, this is a British band recorded at the Lansdowne Studios.
Look out.
See, no fairground Mac the Knife here.
What year?
64.
That production's amazing.
Yeah.
To be honest, it looks like all those records look.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But if you look at the
detail
on the cover.
Let me look at the detail.
They've done an exact repro of the cover down to the flip-back design, and they've even got it so it was printed with, so it says mono, even though what we're hearing is stereo.
They've even got the ad that says, "Use new Emitex record cleaner. The use of new Emitex provides an old and effective means of ensuring groove cleanliness, so essential to good reproductions. Its regular use will lengthen the life of the record and reduce the static charge."
Man's not wrong.
There's a big blurb here about the colour blue.
Yep.
Hey, well, that's for enthusiasts, isn't it? That's lovely. What an ideal stocking stuff for this Christmas.
Yeah, this being the first of the five re-releases, all of them are stunning. Not just the reproduction, what you can hear, it sounds amazing.
So they're all from the same era, like you say?
They go from 64 to 69. Oh. And they put out five LPs.
Good God.
And we have some in store now.
I can hear people stubbing their toes trying to get out of the house now already. Ouch. Oh, keys.
You like this one as well?
Yeah, it's pretty. Testy like that? Just your cup
pretty.
Of blue?
Awesome.
Fall asleep on that cymbal there, mate. Just tapping it out. Really nice.
So this one's called Blue Mosque. This was composed by the piano player you hear now.
Lots of room to move, isn't there?
Oh yeah. In the 70s, Don Rendell, both of them went on to be like a kind of progressive fusion characters.
Great.
Not the sort of stuff I dig, but this, on the other hand.
No, I don't think there's a lot of room for attention deficit disorder in the sort of music.
Hell no.
Because you've got to just sit right back and wait and then boom.
You've got to listen to what the others are doing.
I'd be spilling my drink before you knew it. Troy, these are wonderful selections today, truly, and all available from Southbound Records.
Absolutely, yes.
What's the formats there? We've got the Kokoroko is vinyl only.
Yep, this one here, Shades of Blue, Don Rendell and Car Quintet, vinyl only.
Vinyl only, yep.
But the first one, Sampled Funk, and also the Sampled Soul are available on.
I don't know where that's gone, to be honest.
I know, yeah, I'm puzzled as well.
Pam shouldn't have seen that Sampled Soul, though.
Can you just in there with the.
Thank you, Troy.
Thanks so much.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.